Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, it is time to guess the takes. We'll have our same game parlay for the game on Sunday coming up in a little bit. But this is that time of the week where we try to guess what everyone is saying early next week after another week in the National Football League. I'll lead us off this week. Hugh, I'll let you go next. I think this is the week where you start hearing that the Patriots are frauds. I'm not buying it. They're good, and I think the quarterback is really good.
Drake May?
Well, I think he's good, but I don't think the team is quite as good as their record. And okay. I would not be shocked if they lose this week to Joe Burrow, who looks like he is going to return from injury. They're listing him as questionable. That tells me he's probably going to play in this game. Upset alert for the Pats. And if they lose, they're on fraud watch in terms of the Super Bowl picture. Hugh, what is the take you're going to hear on Monday?
Shedeur Sanders is the future of the Cleveland Browns. It took me like 4 days to get that take, though.
4 days?
Because it's like this. This guess the take thing ain't that easy, dog. Well,
you saw that against all odds, 3rd and 10 completion last week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Against all odds. You never saw that in an NFL game before.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'll say this. If they win and he plays relatively well.
Yeah.
We
might have to check in on those guys then in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to. I mean, that will be the take. They finally found their quarterback. Mm-hmm. How many times have the Browns finally found their quarterback? 20 or so the last 20 years?
I remember the Johnny Manziel. Remember they found Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they actually found one, Baker, and then they dumped him after a little bit. All right.
Yep.
Shedeur is the guy in Cleveland. Kyle, what are we going to hear on Monday?
Yeah, well, the Chiefs are a lot more unlucky than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than they were last year.
You know, you look at a lot of numbers, they are, except the win and loss record. Like, in terms of points allowed, points per game,
the one-score game thing.
Well, they were perfect last year.
Perfect last year. I think they're like 0-5 or whatever. Just unlucky, but better than last season.
Are they going to beat the Colts?
Yes.
I agree. Hugh, who wins Sunday, Colts or Chiefs?
Colts.
You're really throwing the dirt on the Chiefs' grave.
Throwing shade on them. And ain't really talked to nobody there in a while, because they don't know I'm being shady.
Unfortunately, the deep run in the AFC, possibly to the Super Bowl, starts Sunday.
Nah.
You know what they're writing in their notebooks in Kansas City? It starts.
With the Colts.
Yeah.
And they're putting bulletin board material up. Hugh Douglas doubts us again. I mean, you have been doubting the Chiefs all year. I guess so far you're right, but we shall see
Daniel
where it
Jones
goes.
A little banged up this week. I just saw he's going to play, but he has a calf injury.
He's on the injury report yesterday. Yeah. This is a big. I think the Chiefs could win this game by 10.
I agree. And also, it feels like it was a matter of time before it's been clear that they've squeezed as much juice as they could out of Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Since someone that said he was going to win the MVP, I think he has like 12 turnovers in 3 games.
It's not like y'all hating on me a little bit.
One said your name.
I think
you're sensitive about it.
We're just talking about
Daniel Jones.
I feel a little hate.
He does have a lot
also,
of turnovers.
The Hughes lady, Carly Ursay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to turn on her. They've traded 2 first-round picks in a year where they're still going to need a quarterback soon.
Oh, so you think the Daniel Jones thing is about to really fly off the handle here?
Yeah. Mm. They're going to need a quarterback, and they've wasted 2 first-round picks on a corner. That's not going to help them win the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, the Colts aren't winning the Super Bowl. Let's call that for what it is. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Chiefs win this game, and they're back. They get themselves back in the mix. All right, so there is guess the takes for week number 12 in the National Football League. All right, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. So I haven't checked in on this poll all show long. I know most of our callers today are not in the realm that this is a trap game. Now, part of that could be like Hugh Douglas. They thought it the other day, but they don't want to say it because it's Friday. I get that. But let's see where the Twitter poll came down today. Does Sunday feel like a trap game to you? How about this, Hugh? 53% no. 47% of our voters do believe this feels like a trap game.
Yeah, because they don't know what they're going to get from the offense. But I tell you what you're going to get from the offense.
Oh, you tell us.
You're going to get whatever it takes.
Stop it. Stop.
Man, listen.
Stop.
Jalen Hurts.
I'm so tired of it.
Doesn't know what he's going to do Sunday. We don't have a running game. Hell, we don't even have a passing game. But it doesn't matter because we are the Philadelphia Eagles. We are the defending Super Bowl champions. We have the reigning Super Bowl MVP. We have a disgruntled receiver who's talking bad about the running back and everybody else. Yes, our offensive line is banged up. It is. But we're 8-2. And in the annals of everything that's going on in the world today, that's the only thing that matters. Like I said yesterday, Joe, shout out to all the women out there. We don't care about the labor pains.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Just show us the baby. That's as Kyle cringes as I say that.
Because, you know, something tells me women don't like that.
No, I'm saying, I understand, like, the women are the salt of the earth. They are Gaia. They are the ones that make everything go.
Yep.
But nobody wants to hear about how long you've been in the labor. Nobody want to hear that. We just want wins. We're a town of wins. That's all we want is wins.
Yep.
So however we get these wins, that's all we want. So if that means that Jalen Hurts has to go out and throw for 100 yards and no touchdowns and we win the game, then by golly, that's what it's going to be. He doesn't care about stats. Stats don't mean anything to this man. It's all about winning. You know who had that kind of mentality? Two great people that played basketball. The Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan.
They didn't care about Rocky.
They didn't care about what their teammates thought about them. Hell, there's been times when Kobe's been on the court and it felt like it was all just him. It wasn't there, nobody else. The man scored 81 points in a game. That's all we're talking about, Joe. We just want to win. And that's all Jalen Hurts does is win. So, like I said, if he has to go into this game and he doesn't throw for a whole lot, it don't matter. Just as long as he wins the football game. And he'll give us something else to talk about next week. He doesn't care if AJ doesn't like him. At the end, you know why? Because, make sure I spell it right. We are the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Let's go. And we want Thanksgiving back.
Bring back Thanksgiving.
I wish you dropped that at like 10:05. I needed that today.
I mean, you know, this is hopeless optimism.
Well, you know, you have to say that. No one has to know it's hopeless.
I mean, it is. It's hopeless. Oh. I'm just saying.
You had everyone fired up. People were pulling over on the road, and then they heard you say it was hopeless optimism.
Well, that's what we do every Friday. It's how many times we've been on here and say, why do you think he was going to win? Because we're defending Super Bowl champions.
Well, all day, why is this not a trap game? I don't know. Julio, you're an idiot. Go Birds.
That's what we do.
Right, that's
you got to love it.
I didn't expect anyone to agree with me today. By the way, it's probably a good thing my wife doesn't listen to the show. You know, so our first child, we had 30 hours of labor. We were in the hospital from Friday until Sunday.
Dang,
waiting for that.
That's a long time.
Yes. So it's good she doesn't listen to the whole labor pains conversation. Probably wouldn't go over.
Was she walking around and doing all those stuff?
For a little bit. And then
yeah,
it was,
that don't count.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say.
You said she'll listen. I'm going to talk regularly because I know she's not listening.
Well, someone will tell her.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to punch me dead in the face if she sees me. Is that Hugh? Bah!
I'm sure she's not the only one that has experienced something like that.
No, I mean, but nobody, like, seriously.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. I understand it.
It is your favorite phrase.
But nobody cares. Nobody cares about the labor pains. Show me the baby. Is the baby here? Because that's what they say. Where's the baby? They don't want to hear your story. They don't want to hear your war
so
story.
So the W is the baby.
Yeah. The baby is, the W. Grandma don't care. Grandma been through that. Grandma just say, where's the baby?
Yeah, what?
When they walk, when
you,
grandma walk in the house.
Are you grandma because you played for the
Eagles? No, I'm just saying.
I'm grandma.
Grandma walks in the house, she'd be like, hey, let me see the baby.
Grandma Ma Douglas. I like that.
No, I'm just saying. Grandma walks in the house, she say, where's my baby? She don't say, how long, honey, how long are you in labor again? She don't say
baby?
That. Yeah. She's like, where's my baby? There it is.
I do like that you've become the grandma in this analogy. Tyrone is in West Philly. What's up, Tyrone? 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 Well, what?
Tyrone.
He's there somewhere.
Let's put him back on hold. You know who I know is always ready? Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, happy Football Friday, gentlemen.
Tyler, what's up?
Oh, man, hey, Hugh, you got us pumped up with that one. I was not driving, but I was smiling from ear to ear. When I heard you, I said, you kind of petered out towards the end there. We needed a little more juice.
A little bit. But that's, man, not what I
for
do.
For the first, like, 75, 80% of that, you brought it.
He finished strong with the Eagles.
He did finish strong.
That was a good – I don't think I've heard that from
you. No, and he spelled it correctly, which is always – you know, around here, it's a challenge.
Hey, dude, I was a little nervous about that.
We would have never let you live it down if you spelled it wrong, ever.
Well, hey, I've enjoyed this topic all show long, gentlemen. Look, Joe, I agree. From this standpoint, the schedule makers wanted this to be a trap game for both teams. If you take a look at the fact that we were just in two heavyweight fights against Green Bay and Detroit, both in prime time, and then on the other side of it, Dallas, they're coming into play on a short week from Viva Las Vegas on Monday night, and then they have an even shorter week after this game playing against the defending champions of the AFC and the Chiefs. And then they got to play the Lions, still in a short week on Thursday the following week. So things could spiral downhill very quickly with where they stand in the NFC.
Yeah, before you finish, the Cowboys season is either saved or ended by Thanksgiving. Like, if they somehow win these two games, they're obviously in it. And if they and their season could be over. Lose to the Eagles, lose to the Chiefs, they're done.
Right. And that's why, Joe, I have a better term over a trap game. To me, this is a litmus test as to where the mental fortitude is for this Eagles offense and playing complementary football as a team. The Jalen design runs, I couldn't get through on Monday, but that was what I took away from Sunday's game. The Jalen design runs on Sunday against Detroit were excellent. It was Lamar Jackson-esque, the way when you needed a play, Jalen used his legs to pick up the first down. Now, I don't want him to hurt himself. I want the man to get down. But in big spots, that worked. When I went back and looked at week one and what we did against Dallas then, force-feeding the ball to just one guy is not how you win this game. Either extreme does not work in the long run. When I look back at the stats, the play action was what worked in week one. Dallas Goedert had 7 catches on 7 targets.
Yep.
You had Jahan Dotson, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown combined for 7 targets and 7 catches in total for the entire game. And we all remember that A.J.'s catch at the end of the game was that small out pattern for 8 yards. So the point is that it can't just be all AJ or all one guy. It's got to be this whole offense coming together.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I know, Hugh, you said this isn't about stats, and I understand that. We are playing the 30th ranked Dallas defense, okay? The Cowboys are running their mouths. They are saying this is a playoff game. They understand the moment. And you know what Eagles do? Just like your teams back in the day, they rose to the moment. The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, are going to rise to the moment on Sunday. Do you understand? Do you understand, Philadelphia, that this is an old classic Sunday Western shootout? A supreme rivalry in the year 2025. This is a game that comes down to winning it more than the jersey on the other side of the line. The Cowboys are out on Sunday. We do not lose in the Kelly Green jerseys. The Philadelphia Eagles offense. The Cowboys think this is a playoff game. For you, this should be a playoff game. We just played two playoff games against the Packers and the Lions, where teams are gunning for us. They're gunning for you to be the top dog in the NFC. This is the kind of game that you will be compared to the offensive weapons and firepower on the other side of the ball. The Cowboys want to put us in their building, in their house. Okay? CeeDee Lamb said it's win or go home. We need that attitude from every single one of those boys on offense and defense. James, AJ, Smitty, it's him, Master Hurt, for the 49 football. It's Saquon Barkley that's going to run on their 28-man defense and punch one into the house. This is a game where our defense brings it and brings it every possession. We need to stop this offense from scoring points on the other side of the ball. We need to stop that back side. We need to lock CeeDee Lamb up. We need to take them out of this game early. And we need to show why we did what we did in getting Jalen Phelps and putting the Kobe Dean in the best linebacking corps that we've had in this city in a very long time. It is time to show why we're the Eagles. The Eagles 38, the Cowboys 17, and Houston 89. Let's go!
Tyler, that's a hell of a phone call, man. Every time I think Tyler raises the bar and then raises up even one more notch.
Yeah, Tyler was showing off with that.
Yeah,
that
I mean, really a little better than yours.
Gotta beat Dallas this week, gentlemen.
Today.
Yeah, no, that was not. There's no flushing today. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? Opposites. What are opposites?
East and West Coast, gentlemen.
East and West Coast. These are opposites. Tyler, that's a great phone call. Tyler with the East and West. I don't know how we're going to pick the winner today. I mean, we've got.
It's going to be pretty tough.
It's going to be very tough. East and West. All right, here's what I know. Cowboys and Eagles are opposites. Their owners are opposites. That was one of our first answers we got today. Nick Sirianni. Now, Nick Sirianni's been one that at least he has embraced in the past, the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. I mean, he does the, every game's the next game and the big game, but one of Nick's first games as a coach was in Dallas. I think his third or fourth game of his career. I think it was a Monday night. I think it was week 3 or 4 in that first year in 2021. Mm-hmm. And he wore a beat Dallas shirt that week. Now, they didn't end up winning that game, so it didn't work out great. But Nick has at least embraced the Dallas Cowboys rivalry here as the head coach. Can we hear from Nick today? He was presented with those facts about Dak Prescott. Hasn't lost an NFC's home game since 2017. What does Nick Sirianni think about all that?
Oh, sorry. One second.
We'll get to that.
Totally on me.
All good, man.
We good? Okay.
Well.
All right. You know what? Let's take Nate's phone call here, and then we'll come back.
I have it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here it is.
Dak Prescott hasn't lost an NFC East home game since 2017, and I recognize every year is different, but appearing in 18 NFC East home wins in a row is a large sample size. I'm wondering for your thoughts on.
Yeah, well, one thing that I can say is Dak's a hell of a player, and that's on display quite often, every time I watch him play. So that brings its challenges in itself. This 2025 Eagle team has never played at Dallas. So we're going into it with that mindset, with that same consistency. But much respect to Coach Shoddy and the job he's doing over there. Their offense is humming. And much respect to, you know, Pickens and Lamb and Dak and Williams and their offensive line and Ferguson. Like, they got a lot of good players. They got good coaches. And I got a lot of respect for this football team.
All right, so he couched it with respect. But you heard him there, Hugh. Well, they haven't played us yet, is what I heard there from Coach Sirianni.
Yeah, and shout out to Dave Uram, because I'm assuming that's who it was.
Oh,
asked
that
the question.
Was Dave,
you know, that's
yeah.
that dogger reporter that works with us. That was pretty cool, man.
Well, Dave's always in the center of this stuff.
Yeah, he is. I mean, but you know, you don't want to give them any bulletin board material.
But so he did say, but they haven't played us.
Yeah, because it's the truth. They haven't been to Dallas. So I mean, you know, it's not like he's lying.
Yeah, like he didn't make it full bulletin board material. But I heard it. I mean, it was, hey, Dak hasn't lost a home game to a division foe in 8 years. Well, he hasn't seen us yet. I mean, that's really what he said.
Yeah,
there.
Get a load of me. That's right. Get a load of me. Wait till who got next? That type of situation.
Sirianni correctly thinks history doesn't matter.
You could tell that. Yeah. I can't imagine he was a big history guy back when he was in school. Like, yeah, whatever. Who cares about this
stuff? Played wide receiver.
He did. Let's go to Nate in Georgia with some. Nate has reckless speculation. He fits in right here with us. What's up, Nate?
Yeah, all day.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? First time, long time.
Appreciate it, Nate. What's up, pal?
Hey, so my reckless speculation is all week long we've been talking AJ Jalen, and that only really two or three things can cause a divide in a personal relationship like that. And when they both first, when AJ got here, they were the best of friends. The only thing I see that has changed is one is now married, one is engaged. So my reckless speculation is the women in their lives do not like each other. And that has caused some of the rift, which has now led into the professional side of it.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, that is reckless. I mean, there are dots to connect there, Nate. I mean, because to be fair, when they got here, right, their relationship was on display. Nate, you probably saw it. There was that video they posted of the two of them, like, laughing and giggling, like, you know, longtime best friends that get to hang out and work together when he got traded here, AJ.
Wait a
and
minute. Nate, let's take this to the
now
next
now it doesn't feel like they even talk.
So what you saying, Nate? Like let's, since we recklessly speculating. So what you saying? What you trying to say?
I'm saying there is two women in their lives that don't like each other, and that has led to them separating.
No, I'm saying, but paint a picture of the background.
I guess
of the story,
Nate,
why they don't like each other.
He wants to know why they don't like each other, Nate.
Yeah.
Now that we've gone down this road,
Hugh's
getting messy.
Because they're both in the ear telling their man that he's the man. He's the number one on the team. He's the guy doing this.
But see,
hyping up their man, which can lead to kind of my second point would be into the professional level.
This
seems like the movie Any Given Sunday, where AJ is LL Cool J worrying about stats and trying to make numbers there. And Jalen, he's Willie Beeman.
That ain't messy.
He's gotten big.
I need it messy.
Steaming Willie Beeman. I mean,
I need a little bit messy.
Well, any given Sunday. Could Sirianni pull off an Al Pacino inches speech, Nate? Can we get that from Sirianni one of these weeks?
That's what we need. That's what we need. Or Jalen and AJ need to go in a room and either fight or hug.
At some point, it's going to end up being one of them.
I said that last year.
Yeah, you did. You tried that. Nate, good phone call. We appreciate you playing along with the reckless speculation. Hugh, what are you – I mean, like, this is your fault.
Man, listen. I've been in beef with people, mm-hmm. and it's like you only beef like that for two reasons, Joe. I mean, let's be honest. It's either over a woman or it's over some money. Mm. They both got money.
Lots of money.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, you know.
So, I mean, what are you, I mean.
Would you, or you want me to recklessly speculate?
You do it anyway. This is what the show is.
Now, listen.
The show has become 4 hours of reckless speculation.
Now, listen. Now, I know this is me recklessly speculating. Since we're here, because I know both of them are in relationships with their women. This feels to me like some side chick stuff.
Oh God.
This feels like some side chick stuff.
Why are you doing that?
What you mean? I said recklessly speculating. I'm recklessly speculating.
Yeah, you did. You said that.
This is about a side chick. It might be, she might be a shoe model. She might be somebody that, you know, you found out later on, you thought she was down.
Or.
And, you know, you found out your boy was messing with it. I don't know who is what. Because it feels like it kind of feels like to me, like if on the outside looking in, because, you know, recklessly speculating like I'm doing. Mm. Jalen ain't really tripping. So it feels like Jalen probably snatched.
But he never is tripping.
Yeah, he's not. It feels like he snatched the side piece. Oh, like gosh. He snatched the side piece. And, And AJ was kind of salty
about
it. What do you mean? What do you mean? I said I'm reckless. When I say I'm recklessly speculating, that's exactly what I'm doing.
What's the lesson we've learned? It doesn't matter. It gets attributed to you anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
Begun listed you as an insider.
I am an
When you're
insider.
Just spouting nonsense.
nonsense.
You have no idea is actually true or
listen,
not.
Listen, y'all don't know what it's like to go home and think about these things, man. This has to be about a woman. Recklessly speculate.
Is your watch making false again? Are you wiretapped again?
No, I'm not.
What is happening?
I don't know why my watch. Why is my watch talking to me more now than it ever has before? It's doing too much.
The voices inside Hugh's head. You're wearing a wire.
It's recklessly speculating. It's about a lady. It's about a woman.
If Douglas,
imagine if the whole time Hugh was an FBI informant just undercover here at WIP.
I wonder if, like,
who would be in the most trouble, you think?
Like of the station?
Yeah,
here?
Personal. Oh.
I don't know. Are we recklessly speculating who's most likely to get hit by the FBI for something here at WIP?
Probably be me. I mean, probably be me.
Yeah, but who do you think's keeping the most secrets?
Spike.
Oh.
Wow,
I was going to
say the camera.
I was thinking the camera too.
Well, because Spike has been the boss. He's been the top dog.
So he knows
He knows the inner workings of the station.
Okay. Yeah. Secrets about others, though. I'm saying DeCamera knows more than he lets on.
No, Spike. It has to be Spike.
The camera plays coy.
Yeah, oh no. If the FBI was here, I would assume it's the camera.
I would say Spike.
Okay. So none of us said Jack, right? No one thinks Jack.
No. I don't think he has it in him to.
No shot. 215-592-9494. We'll give you our parlay for Sunday. Maybe we are due to hit a parlay. I mean, we are having a rough season when it comes to parlays.
We can't get a read on this team.
That's true.
I say whatever it takes, man.
What does that mean? What does it take to win a parlay? Maybe give us the right prop.
Yeah.
All right, we're here from you people. Get to your phone calls. Plus, a quick little hot stove check in here. Something I did not love to hear from Kyle Schwarber, and one of the biggest freak-out sports radio calls of all time. You're not going to want to miss that. That is coming up. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.